Ezra 8:21.
Ezra فصل 8.
آن اینو خوندیم یک بار. آنجا نزد رود احباب روزه اعلام کردم تا خویشتن را نزد خدایمان متواضع کرده از او برای خود و فرزندان و تمامی اموال خویش سفری امن بطلبیم.
Yeah, so they afflict, it says they afflict ourselves. We afflict ourselves. The you is afflicted, your soul.
خودمون رو تحت تاثیر گذاشته، جانمون رو تحت تاثیر گذاشته.
Now when we fast from physical food, deny our body from food, it has an effect on our soul. It humbles the soul, the Bible says.
Yeah?
And we see when we read about fasting, it often combined with people sitting in ashes, sackcloth, mourning, pleading with God. God, you're right, I'm wrong.
God, خداوند اینجا به خاطر اشتباه خودم
I need you. I'm weak. You're strong.
من ضعیفم. خداوند به قوت تو احتیاج دارم.
God,
قوت تو احتیاج دارم. خداوند من گناه کردم.
I confess my sin.
من اعتراف میکنم به ضعف.
You are right.
چون تو خداوند راستی. تو خداوند حقیقتی.
Yeah. So we afflict our physical body with fasting. But even more important, there's a work being done in you, in your soul, in your heart. Go to Matthew chapter 17. Matthew 17. And we read actually this story already in Mark 9. This is the same story. Matthew 17:40-20. Sorry, 14-21.
چون نزد جماعت بازگشتند، مردی به عیسی نزدیک شد و در برابر او زانو زد و گفت: سرورم، بر پسر من رحم کن. او سر دارد و سخت رنج می‌کشد. اغلب در آتش و در آب می‌افتد. او را نزد شاگردانت آوردم، ولی نتوانستند شفایش دهند. عیسی در پاسخ گفت: ای نسل بی ایمان و منحرف، تا به کی با شما باشم و تحملتان کنم؟ او را نزد من آورید. پس عیسی بر دیو نهیب زد و دیو از پسر بیرون شد و او در همان دم شفا یافت. آنگاه شاگردان نزد عیسی آمدند و در خلوت از او پرسیدند: چرا ما نتوانستیم آن دیو را بیرون کنیم؟ پاسخ داد: از آن رو که ایمانتان کم است. آمین به شما میگویم، اگر ایمانی به کوچکی دانه خردل داشته باشید، می توانید به این کوه بگویید از اینجا به آنجا منتقل شد و منتقل خواهد شد و هیچ امری برای شما ناممکن نخواهد بود. اما این جنس جز به روزه و دعا بیرون نمی رود.
Yeah. So here we have this man who brings his son who is possessed by a devil.
اینجا یه آقایی رو داریم که پسرش رو حضورش میاره چون شیطان زده روح پلید
شده. He tells Jesus that, hey, your disciples couldn't cure him.
میگه شاگردانت نتونستند شفاش بدن.
The first response that Jesus has is just, oh, faithless, perverse generation.
شما که ایمان نداری.
That's why he makes a reference to faith. Keep that in mind.
کلمه ایمان یادتون باشه. بی ایمانی و ایمان.
Yeah, then Jesus, of course, cast the devil out.
و بعد عیسی مسیح اون روح پلید رو بیرون میکنه.
And afterwards, the disciples come to him.
و بعد دوباره شاگردان میان به سمت عیسی.
Jesus, why couldn't we cast him out?
عیسی مسیح چرا نتونستیم این کارو بکنیم؟
Now, here's the answer.
جواب عیسی چی بود؟
Because of your unbelief. Because of your lack of faith. But then it seems to say something else in verse 20.
Because there it says,
this kind does not go out but by prayer and fasting. So which one is it? Is it unbelief? Or is it that we need to fast and pray? Now, we read Mark
9,
yeah, which is the same as a parallel story. And read verses 28 and 29 again. Yeah, which... Yeah, so there's this question. Yeah, why could not we cast them out?
Now,
what was the answer in Matthew? Because of your unbelief. Read the answer. And in verse 29.
28.
Yeah.
چون عیسی به خانه رفت، شاگردانش در خلوت از او پرسیدند: چرا ما نتوانستیم آن روح را بیرون کنیم؟ پاسخ داد: این جنس جز به دعا بیرون نمی آید.
Yeah.
دعا و روزه.
دعا و روزه.
Yeah. So So which one is it? Huh? Is it lack of belief? Or is it lack of fasting and prayer? And the answer is both. It's because fasting and prayer will increase your faith. It will build you up. Fasting does something in us. There's a work that takes place in the heart.
Faith is being built.
Now, go to...
All the parts of translation doesn't say fast, it only say prayers.
Okay. Go to 2 Chronicles. Chapter 20. 1 till 3.
1 to 3.
20,
1 to 3.
2 Chronicles 21 and 3.
پس از این موآبیان و عمونیان همراه با برخی از مهونیان به جنگ یهوشافات رفتند. برخی کسان آمدند و به یهوشافات خبر داده گفتند سپاهی عظیم از ادوم از آن سوی دریا بر ضد تو میآیند و اینک در حسسون و در حسسون آمار که همان این جدی باشد هستند. ببخشید خیلی سخت. یهوشافات ترسان گشته به طلبیدن خداوند از و در تمامی یهودا به روزه اعلام کرد. مردمان یهودا گرد آمدند تا از خداوند یاری به طلبند. پس از تمامی شهرهای یهودا برای طلبیدن خداوند آمدند.
Yeah, I actually before service I asked Shafi to read the whole chapter.
قبل از موعظه از شفی خواستم کل این فصل بخونه آیه رو.
And he was looking like this is a lot of names.
چقدر استوریج.
So we settle for Mark 9. So I will explain a little bit what's going on in the story. Otherwise we'd have heard it. So there's this army coming. So this is army coming, this big army against Jehoshaphat.
It calls it
a great multitude. And he fears. Yeah, he's scared. Now his response.
Yahushafat.
We figured it out how he pronounced it.
Yes.
Yeah. So his response is going to fasting and bringing the situation to God. God, do you see what's happening?
And
if you read the chapter,
yeah,
do this at home. You can basically see. He's reminding God of all these things.
God,
you said you are the God in heaven.
You
said you rule over all kingdoms. And in your hand is power. No one can withstand you.
Yeah.
And by the way, yeah, we are Abraham's seed. Yeah, your friend, remember? Yeah. Did God need a reminder? No, he did not.
Yeah.
But they did. And in the end with the plea, save us, we need you.
Now,
so then the answer comes.
Yeah,
in verse 15. It only has one difficult name.
و او گفت ای تمامی یهودا و ساکنان اورشلیم و ای یهوشافات پادشاه گوش فرادهید خداوند چنین میفرماید از این گروه عظیم ترسان و هراسان نباشید زیرا جنگ نه از آن شما بلکه از آن خداست.
Yeah. Be not afraid of this multitude. Yeah, the battle is God's. So they have sought the Lord in prayer and fasting, and God answered. Now, what is the effect?
Now,
read 2 Chronicles 20 or 22 now.
آنان بامدادان برخواسته به سوی بیابان تقوه بیرون رفتند. چون بیرون می‌رفتند یهوشافات ایستاد و گفت ای یهودا و ای ساکنان اورشلیم به من گوش فرا دهید به یهوه خدایتان ایمان داشته باشید و استوار خواهید شد به انبیای او ایمان داشته باشید و کامیاب خواهید گردید یهوشافات پس از مشورت با قوم کسانی را تعیین کرد تا پیش روی سپاه حرکت کرده برای خداوند سرود بخواند و فر قدوسیتش را بستایند و بگویم خداوند را سپاس گویید زیرا که محبتش جاودان است و چون ایشان شروع به سراییدن و ستایش کردند خداوند برای مردان امون و موآب و کوه سیر که بر یهودا حمله آورده بودند کمین ها نهاد و ایشان منهزم شدند.
So are they still afraid?
آیا هنوز میترسن؟
No, they're not anymore.
دیگه نمیترسن.
They trust in God.
دیگه اعتماد کردن به خداوند. چون دیگه ایمان دارن به خداوند.
They are spiritually built up.
از لحاظ ایمان
And they go out.
و دوباره بیرون میرن.
Yeah, the army is still there.
ارتش هنوز جلوشونه. ارتش عوض نشده.
How do they go in battle now?
اما حالا چجوری به جنگ میرن؟
They sent the singers ahead. The singers in front.
اون سرودایی که سرود میخوندن اول جلو میرن.
And we see that God acted on that faith by confusing their enemies. And they start fighting each other, basically.
با همین اول ایمان گیج میکنه دشمن رو و دشمن خود دشمن رو میکشه.
Yeah.
ایران چه
بس. Fasting and prayer increases your faith. It builds you up spiritually.
روحانی در لحاظ روحانی ایمانش رو بنا میکنه.
Now go back.
Maybe America was praying and just fasting. That's what the Iranians started killing Iranians.
Go back to the passage in Mark 9. About the father with the son that had a devil. And read verses 23 and 24 again.
اون پدری که پسرش دیو زده بوده.
کجا؟
مرقس 9:23-24. We read before service, but.
عیسی گفت اگر می توانی برای کسی که ایمان دارد، عیسی گفت اگر می توانی برای کسی که ایمان دارد همه چیز ممکن است. پدر آن پسر بیدرنگ با صدای بلند گفت ایمان دارم یاریم ده تا بر بی ایمانی خود غالب آیم.
Yep. He said, all things are possible to him that believes. And the father replies, I believe, help my
unbelief.
Is any problem too big for God? No, it's not. Any situation impossible for God to resolve?
No, it's not.
What is often the issue? Often the issue is that we don't trust God in what he has already told us in his word.
اعتماد نمی‌کنیم به اون چیزی که خداوند بهمون گفته در کلامش.
And the reality in life is
در حقیقت واقعی زندگیمون چه اتفاقی می‌افته؟
Yeah, that we will all encounter situations.
تو شرایطی می‌افتیم هممون بالاخره یه قسمتی از زندگیمون تو شرایط قرار می‌گیریم.
Where we feel we cannot get through.
که فکر می‌کنیم خودمون به دست خودمون نمی‌تونیم حلش کنیم.
Is failing.
We lack boldness. اون شجاعت رو از دست دادیم. قدرت رو دیگه نداریم. قوت نداریم. خسته‌ایم.
We simply do not see the way forward.
Now
we cannot take the next step.
قدم بعدی رو نمیتونیم برداریم.
Now we need to go to God in fasting and prayer.
با دعا و روزه.
Yeah, so our trust in him will increase.
اعتمادمون در خداوند بیشتر.
Yeah, so we're able to face the situation.
بتونیم تو شرایط مقابل اون شرایط بیستیم.
Like Esther, she has to go to the king.
استر باید جلوی پادشاه میستاد. شجاعت لازم داشت.
If the king wouldn't put down his scepter, Esther would be killed.
اگر پادشاه اون اعلام رو نمی‌کرد، در حقیقت استر کشته
می‌شد. And she has a good attitude because she says, "Hey, if I perish, I perish. I'm going to do what is right anyway."
اون کاری که درسته رو انجام میدم.
Like Daniel's friends, the same attitude.
همون جوری که دوستای دانیال هم همین.
She didn't know what would happen.
نمی‌دونست واقعا چی میشه. اما رفت.
Yeah, she was bold and she went.
او استر رفت.
And actually, her people got delivered through that act.
که خداوند نجاتشون داد به خاطر ایمان.
We just saw this great army, this multitude. Yeah, that was stronger than the number, than Jehoshaphat's army. Yeah, but now they had faith.
Yeah.
And they went out. Yeah, and they had faith. They went out. They went into battle. They didn't know that God already had dealt with the army. No, they went out in faith that God would be with them.
conquering اونها داره میجنگه ولی با ایمان رفتن که اون چیزی که خداوند براشون داره رو مقابلش بایستن.
Even send the singers in front of the army.
حتی خوانندگان و اون سرودخوانان رو جلو فرستادن.
Yeah, we saw one of the times that they were praying and fasting for the journey.
می‌بینیم که دعا میکنن و روزه میگیرن در اون سفر.
God Show us the right direction. Show us how we need to go. This is a dangerous path we're going. They went. After having prayed and fasted. Why didn't the disciples couldn't cast out the devil? Because they didn't have faith. They had unbelief.
What
was the solution for the lack of faith? Praying and fasting. Yeah, the change was in them.
And
I'm sure that some of you, or maybe one of us, we have situations in our life right now
that
we think we cannot bear. I cannot make it.
You lack
trust in God.
Trust that He is with you.
Trust that He knows and is aware of your needs. You lack trust that He knows where you're going through. That He knows about your situation.
Now,
deny your flesh. Yeah. Fast and pray. Yeah, but make those focus not about what you want to get God to do for you. Yeah, this external situation. God, I have all these needs. I lack things. I need things. Maybe start with acknowledging that God is right and you are wrong. Because not trusting Him for your provision. And to help you, yeah, put first His kingdom and His righteousness. So God will provide whatever you need. But I need my papers to go to England. Maybe you should start with admitting to God in prayer and fasting. Yeah, that you're not trusting God with your future. Yeah, that you not believe. Yeah, that if you walk right before Him, that He will lead your steps, that He will lead your path. Oh God, bless my marriage. Maybe you should be starting to acknowledge to God where you have failed. Yeah, maybe you should ask God to work in your heart to make you a better husband.
To
love your wife as Christ loved the church.
Or
ask Him to work in you.
از خداوند بخوای که تو قلبتون کار کنه.
Yeah, to be a better wife.
که بذاری یک زن بهتری باشیم برای خداوند.
To submit to your husband as a church is subject to Christ.
تسلیم شوهرتون باشین اونجوری که کلیسا تسلیم خداست.
Maybe there are certain sins in your life. Sins that you do not seem to be able to conquer.
که نتونستی از اونا پیروز بشی. ضعیفی.
And it's not that God is weak.
نمیگم که خدا ضعیفه.
God says we are more than conquerors.
نمیگم که خداوند خداوند قبول داره ما بیش از پیروزیم.
Yeah, go to 1 Corinthians 10:13.
اول قرنتیان فصل 10 آیه 13 رو بخونید.
1 Corinthians 10:13.
آیه 13. هیچ آزمایشی بر شما نیامده که مناسب بشر نباشد و خدا امین است. او اجازه نمیدهد بیش از توان خود آزموده شوید، بلکه همراه آزمایش راه گریزی نیز فراهم میسازد تا تاب تحملش را داشته باشید.
Yeah, so it says God always provides a way to escape.
Yeah.
You'll always be able to bear. The way is there. Yeah, but it can lack belief that it can overcome. We can lack spiritual strength. We need a work of God in us. Yeah, you want to overcome certain sins that you do not seem to be able to conquer in your life.
ضعف دارید تو زندگیتون میخواین پیروز بشین بر اونا.
Deny your flesh.
از جسمتون بگذرید.
Yeah, humble yourself before
خودتون
God.
خودتون رو فروتن کنید در مقابل خداوند.
Bring it to God.
به حضور خداوند بیایید. دعا کنید، روزه بگیرید.
Ask Him to do a work in you.
از خداوند بخواید که تو زندگیتون تو قلبتون.
The Bible says God will not despise a broken heart.
Okay. خداوند کلامش میگه کسی که قلبش شکسته است خداوند هیچ وقت رد نمیکنه.
Ask God to help you stand in the day of your temptation.
در زمانی که دارید آزمایش میشین قوی بایستید.
Yeah. Going to God.
به حضور خداوند برید.
In fasting and prayer.
با دعا و روزه به حضور خداوند برید.
It will make a difference in your Christian walk.
ایجاد خواهد کرد توی مسیر زندگی.
It will increase your faith.
ایمانتون رو قوی خواهد کرد.
It will help you spiritually.
میتونه شما رو از لحاظ روحانی کمک کنه.
It will help us to get through difficult situations.
کمکمون میکنه که تو شرایط سختی ازش بگذریم.
It will help us in time of temptation.
کمکمون میکنه در زمان وسوسه از اون موقعیت بگذریم.
It will help us to be overcomers.
کمکمون میکنه که پیروز باشیم در اون ضعف‌هامون.
Yeah. And when we fast and pray.
وقتی روزه میگیریم و دعا میکنیم.
Yeah. Make the focus.
تمرکزمون روی این باشه که
God working in you.
خداوند در من کار کن.
Jesus said.
عیسی مسیح گفت. Yeah.
If you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes.
هر کی که ایمان داره همه چیز برای او ممکنه.
Again, the father cried out.
پدر فریاد زد.
Lord, I believe, help my unbelief.
پدر فریاد زد که من ایمان دارم اما کمکم کن به ناایمانی.
Yep. Amen.
باشه دعای ما باشه.
Let's pray.
دعا
کنیم. Lord, we are thankful for who you are. Lord, we are thankful that we can bring everything to you. Lord, we thank that if we don't know what to do, if we don't know how to deal with the situation, if we have messed up, if we made mistakes, that we can also always come to you. Yeah, that we can bring it to you. Yeah, acknowledge that you are right and we are wrong. Acknowledge that we are weak and you are strong. Lord, and ask that you will do work in us. Make us better Christians. Helping us to overcome. Helping us to walk in faith. And be more than overcomers. So Lord, for each one of us who are struggling in certain places and areas, Lord, help us to bring that to you. Lord, in prayer, Lord, we also say in fasting and prayer. So guide us in that. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you are good, that your will for us is good.
Lord,
praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.